You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chosen by you. Welcome to the 95BFM Top 10.
I forgot to queue up our background music, so we're coming in raw tonight.
Well, in the background, we got Groucho Marx by Liquid Mike.
Yeah, this is after the song that we opened with. What was that song, Smash?
AT&T, also by Liquid Mike. Yeah. This is off their new EP, came out a couple months ago. This prior song came up in my Discover Weekly, and I was like, this shit
Hell yeah, awesome. Hell yeah.
And this is, you know, last week we were talking about EPs.
Yeah.
I'm an EP guy.
Yeah.
That's it. So I was kind of like, I like little snippets.
Yeah.
And this, I was listening to this EP, and I thought, I like this.
Yeah.
Because I've got an album coming out in literally like 4 days.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Hell yeah.
How are you, Jake?
I'm so good. I'm quite tired.
Yeah,
it's good. Getting to that point of the year now. It's like...
wrapping up.
End it now.
Pretty much beginning of Christmas is like, you know what? Start Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
You know what? Get it over and done with. Actually, the other day, I bought my Father's Day card.
Yeah.
I was at Paper Plus for some reason. I was like, I'm going to buy my Father's Day card now.
Yeah.
Getting unk status.
Yeah.
Real fast. Too fast. But hey, happy Christmas, everyone. May as well start now.
Early Christmas, yeah.
Cheer up some Michael Bublé, pop him in the top 10. How about that? Hey, you're on the 95BFM top 10. My name's Smash.
I'm Big J.
And we're here to present you the top 10 songs of the week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm presenting a nice vibe tonight.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the music. Real heavy rock vibe last week.
Yeah.
I think we're going to kick it off in the same thing, but I'm not really sure what direction we're going.
Yeah.
Haven't listened to it.
I'm excited to find out.
Yes, me too.
Oh, if you want to get in contact.
Yes.
Number 10.
5395 is the number to text. Let us know how you are. Let us know how your day's going. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet? Let us know.
Shout out my cousin Jazz. It's her birthday today, actually. Yeah. Happy birthday to her. She's over in
Happy
Fiji.
Birthday, Jazz.
Living it up. She is great at that.
Yeah.
She starts her Christmas shopping. Like, she's well into it now. She's
My nana's into it, like, literally in January.
I think I'll give it.
She just sees things and picks them up and goes, that'll be a good Christmas.
It's a month late.
It's a month. It's 12 months early.
12 months early. Yeah. You know what my school of thought is?
What?
If it's longer than 48 hours prior to Christmas, then it loses its magic.
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, we're kicking off tonight's show. This was last week's number 3. Still on the list at number 10. It is Community Treatment Order with Husk.
Ow!
You're on the top 10. We're here till 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Husk by Community Treatment Order here on the 95 BFM Top 10.
That's a good Rage Room song.
Yeah.
I saw there's a Rage Room. I was driving up Grafton
Road. It's got there's one with a mystery address as well.
Oh.
That you have to inquire about.
Oh, really?
To find out where it is. I'd love to go to a Rage Room.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Sam, our point of discussion tonight.
Yes.
Names that sound like your job.
Mm.
Right? So this is called, apparently, an aptonym.
Oh, okay.
It's where your name sounds like what you do for a living.
What are some examples?
So, like, Hubert Legal, a lawyer.
It's fire. Hubert Legal.
Or Wendy Hamburger, a former executive at McDonald's.
Wendy? Their name's Wendy?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I've been thinking, you know, what would yours be, Sam Ashton?
I don't know.
Your full government name.
Maybe a cremator or something?
Yeah. Ashton? Someone that works at a crematorium.
It must be jockey or something. Jack Horsnell.
Jack Horsnell. Yeah, jockey, horse.
Horse guy.
Something to do with horses. Mm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Creator of horseshoes.
Creator of horseshoes. There's got to be a name for that.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that. Bang!
But yeah, 5395.
Shoesmith. Yeah, it was a shoesmith.
5395. Do you have an aptonym?
Yeah, with your name.
Does your name match what you do for a job? Or what would your job be if it matched to your name? Text in 5395. We want to hear.
Yes, true. Send in all your full identity.
Yeah, send your full name, your bank card, the date, and the three numbers. I'm kidding.
Are you?
No. I am absolutely kidding, Smashton. Anyway.
Yes, of course.
It's time for
Number nine,
Smashton. What are we going with now?
It's a brand new debut.
Oh, yeah.
This is Violet Hurst with My Body.
You're on the top 10. Stay with us. Send us those aptonyms if you feel like it.
I feel like
and we'll look for some.
I feel like that's going to be a question on the chase.
Yeah.
What is the term for the thing about that you just said?
Yeah. Well, I'm absolutely winning the chase then with this. We also got a text from Jimmy. Happy Christmas, Sammy Boy and Jacko. Thank you, James. And also, 5395, have you started Christmas shopping yet? Text in.
Violet Hurst, My Body.
Buddy, Violet Hurst, that's your number nine here on the 95 BFM Top 10. We are talking about aptonyms or normative, what was it? It was something.
I don't know. You said
normative determinism, where your name reflects what you do for a living.
Oh, wow.
We've gone online and we found some pretty wild ones. Name off some of them, Smashton.
There's a firefighter from the Sun Prairie Fire Department,
yep,
whose name is Les McBurney. Where are we? I've got a couple more here. There's a whole bunch of them. They're all fantastic. Yep. There's an eye specialist named Dr. Ashley Seawright. Oh, fantastic. Then there's a music teacher, Miss C Sharp.
That's too good to be true.
That is too good to be true. There's a chef named Tom Kitchen.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
We're asking you, please, 5395, text in, if your name was decided what you did for a career, what would you be doing right now? We got a message from Jimbo, whose surname is Tap. I hope that I haven't just doxed him. Out in the world of radio, he reckons he'd be a plumber, which, yeah.
100%.
So text in.
Yeah, we'd love to know.
What job would you be doing based on your name? We want to know.
Number eight,
Smash, and we have yet another debutant here on the
they
top 10.
We were in the top 10 a few times over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
With some racetrack themed songs.
Yeah.
This one is Space Holiday.
Yeah.
By Baby Zionov. I'm looking forward to it. I love the vibe Baby Zionov produces.
Yeah.
And I'm already liking this one, so enjoy.
Because I really want to go on a space holiday.
Ninety-three
94, 95 BFM.
95 BFM presents Tammy Nielsen live at the Altea Centre, Saturday, October 4th. Hot off the boots of her brand new album, Neon Cowgirl, and sold out shows in the USA with Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan. Don't miss Tammy Nielsen and her Red Hot Band's very special homecoming concert in Auckland City. Tammy Nielsen, live at the Altea Centre, Saturday the 4th of October. Tickets available now from ticketmaster.co.nz.
Imagine a performance that harnesses all the energy of a great big ball of fire. And it's exploding.
A2 Company present Running Into the Sun, winner of Best Theatre at the Melbourne Fringe. A deliciously exhilarating play that provides a hopeful, galvanising resistance to the rise of far-right politics and erosion of human rights both globally and in Aotearoa. Running Into the Sun at Basement Theatre from September 16th to 20th. Book your tickets now at a2company.com.au.
Hey, after anything special today?
Yeah, Mum gave me a list. Okay, peaches?
Great choice. We've got teachers of peaches.
Bread?
The now playing vinyl is good.
Chicken?
Headless?
Pumpkin?
Smashing? Wait, is this a grocery list?
Nah, can't be. Got any hot chocolate?
Flying Out, your friendly local record store off Karangahape Road, stocking the best new releases and reissues on vinyl with frequent in-stores and free shipping on orders over $70. 80 Pitt Street or online at flyingout.co.nz.
For the best in hip, you gotta keep it green.
And food and twine, books, clothes, vape supplies, and oil and butter, drug tasting, my brother.
For the best in hip, you gotta keep it green. The Hemp Store on K-Road is what you need.
Experience the Hemp Store at 253 Karangahape Road. For nationwide delivery, visit hempstore.co.nz or call 0800 Hemp Store.
For the best in hemp, you gotta keep it green. The Hemp Store on K Road is what you need.
Numbers are like so buzzy.
Number
95 BFM top 10. Oh,
well, I guess we're going to hit to number 7. No, we're not. We're not starting it yet because we haven't even revealed it.
Unless you know the song, then there you go. But I'm liking the start of it.
Yeah, I've got to work on my formatting a little bit.
That's all right. We'll just play all the songs all at once, then talk about it later. Yeah. That's how we do it.
Tonight we're talking about normative determinism, and I think we're going to go over some of your texts because we've got quite a few in. But I reckon we give it a moment. Play the next song and reveal them, you know? Mm. So please keep sending them in so we can reveal them after the next song. What you think your career would be based on your name, or what we think your career would be based on your name.
Yeah.
5395, text in. We've got a debutante now. This is Park Flyers, The Wall, number 7 here on the top 10.
Riding around with your feet on the ground, it's a new day. Bike around to the back of the town on a Tuesday. I say you better watch out, there's a couple of guys on a new strain. And now you're kind of freaked out, have a freak out. I see you wheeling your bike, got it. kind of impromptu. It's gonna work out alright. Flip it up on its side.
With the wall debuting here on the 95 BFM Top 10 with yes. Big J and Smashton
yes.
live through the power of radio. We've been asking you about normative determinism, what your name would be.
You say that well. I couldn't say that.
What you would be doing for a living if you know based on your name. We've got one here from Cal, whose surname is Pop. We reckon dermatologist.
Pimple Pop.
yeah.
Cal reckons next Elton John pop star.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. We have another text saying Kevin Swiggs was a publican.
Yeah.
Great. I didn't know that was the official title for one who runs a pub.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. It's a very fancy term.
It is. It's an old term.
The legal publican.
Hello, I'm the publican. Welcome to the Albion.
Yeah, the Albion. The pig and whistle. Classic pig and whistle.
Yeah.
Shout out right to Vegas.
Love me some curly fries. Mm. That was like the only place you could get curly fries in New Zealand for a very long time, wasn't it?
Yes, I don't know. I'm not really keeping up with the haps of curly fries, the availability of them in New Zealand.
Well, you can get them at the freezer at Willy's now.
Big ups, Willy's. Yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, Coolish ice creams.
Oh, yeah.
Good, sweet treats.
Anyway, we're going off topic. Keep sending in those names and we'll guess what job you'd be doing. Or let us know what job you think you'd be doing. Based off your name.
Yes.
Number six
this week. It was on last week's list, I believe.
It was not, but it was on the prior list with a different song from the same artist.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, we had Gorillaz by this artist.
Yes, that's right.
And now we have Think About You by Oh No No.
Stay with us. You're on the top 10. Keep sending in those names.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Music, song. What song was that? Oh, no. Think About You here on BFM. Both Jack and I dropped our headphones.
Right as we're about to go on air.
At the same time.
My
pop filter's fallen off too.
Oh, gosh. So the audio quality's gone.
So we're just getting everything. I think I've got quite a nasally voice, so let's see what happens when I pop it back on. See if it changes anything.
I think it will change everything.
Hello.
Yeah, that changes everything.
Back to normal. Oh, yeah.
Your voice sounds normal now.
Very good.
Welcome back to the top 10 with Big J and Smash, and this is the Normative Determinism special episode.
I've said that every voice break.
Let's try say it together.
Normative Determinism.
There we go, you said it.
Easier than I thought.
Easy enough. It's easy, it rolls off the tongue.
English is my second language, so.
What's your first one?
Just gibberish. Internal thoughts.
Yep.
Not allowed to think usually, so when I do, I just get lost in my
Your original language is transmitting through your head.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, we didn't get any texts during that last song, so please, if you have a name that sounds like what you do for a job, please tell us, because I'd really like to hear that.
Yes.
Or, what job would you do?
Well, we got Joe in the studio. Yeah. Joe Wickens is your name.
Wickens.
Oh, Candlemaker.
You'd be Candlemaker, yeah.
Redacted, mind you.
Joe Redacted. The Candlemaker.
Yeah, that's me. That's what I do.
Well, please.
What's your favorite candle smell?
What's my favorite candle smell? Sandalwood.
Anything with tobacco is my favorite.
It does go hard. Yeah. White sage is nice too.
I'm just impressed that you're dropping these candle scents off the top of your head.
Especially if you're clearing out bad spirits out of your house. It's great.
White sage. I like gravy.
I'd to the next song.
I'd love a gravy.
gravy candle.
Number five.
This was on last week's list. It was number 10. It has moved up to number 5. Big promotion. It is Crystal Chen.
Stanking it up.
With a bit of a stankalicious song. This is Stop. You're on the 95 BFM Top 10. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
Favorite candle scents. Yeah.
Figured out why I miss you, babe. I look for you in them. You've ingrained my head. The familiar scent stained on my skin, and I can't wash you off. You're too sweet to resist. To stop thinking about your love, but I can't stop. You're just too much, too I'm not afraid to
memories. Like Clementine, you forget me. Did I leave a trace like you did to me? Because I think you altered my chemistry. These men don't compare to you. So what am I supposed to do? When you go hollow on your arms with my heart in your palms, yet I hold nothing.
Welcome back to the top 10. That was Crystal Chen with Stop. Gorgeous song.
Yeah, got me my face stanking.
We made the mistake of asking people what their favourite candle scent was.
We got a singular text.
And we got a singular text, and it's just...
Now, this one I admire, the depth of knowledge of scents. I mean, Joe came in here, and he's just whacking off with, bang, sandalwood, bang, white sage, like all these... Joe Malone
This
brands.
One, though, this one's like this one is so obscure and so... refined. It's like
it's almost impressive.
Yeah, it's impressive that you know that the scent exists.
Big smelly farts.
Yeah,
courtesy of Jimbo, our plumber, resident plumber.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
I'm more curious about the small tiny farts.
Yeah,
you know.
Hey, if you're a plumber and people are flicking coins in your butt crack, is that a compliment to what you do? 5395. Let us know.
Number 4.
This is getting way too immature. This is all the adults have tuned out.
Farts and poop.
This song was last week's number 2, and it is this week's. Oh my gosh, Sam, you have the mind of a child.
Number 2.
You have the mind of a child. This is last week's number 2. This week's number 4.
Hey, my IQ is in double digits. Mrs. Joy Casablancas with Bye Bub has been in the top 10 for the last few weeks, and we love to see it retained.
And it's a banger too.
Banger!
Up on weeds, their eyes are red.
20 years, and that's a really long time to ignore someone. Others, you know, might be angry, but I'm not. I only have love for you, and that's why I'm here telling you again, let's do this. I was 15 when I wrote this, and the age gap was problematic, but I'm older now and wiser, and, you know, I just don't want to live with any regrets anymore, and I don't think you should either. So if you could just reply to my email, that would be really cool. Thanks. Love, Priya. Sorry, I never told you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
BFM. 95 BFM presents The Last Dinner Party, playing live at Spark Arena Thursday, January 22nd, in celebration of their new album, From the Pyre.
I've never been so scorned.
The London Five Piece are set to serve up a delicious helping of their opulent and emotive tunes to Auckland fans. You are cordially invited to The Last Dinner Party at Spark Arena, Thursday, January 22nd. Pre-sale starts from Thursday the 11th. Sign up now at secretsounds.com.
Celebrate Indigenous artistry with the Auckland Museum at Kōkōwai, Friday, September 12th. Kōkōwai is a powerful night of Māori fashion, art and performance. A showcase of the work of acclaimed artists Shona Tafiao and Stevie Hokamo, with live music from none other than Mokotron. Plus, entry to the Dazzling Diva exhibition. Don't miss it. Kōkōwai at the Auckland Museum. One night only, Friday, September 12th. Book now at AucklandMuseum.com.
Hunting for your next guitar?
Shh. For quality entry-level strummers and a smorgasbord of used and new electric and acoustic rarities, look no damn further than Studio One Vintage Guitars.
Flash your B-card for a tasty discount and score the axe of your dreams. Plus the finest range of amps, pedals, strings and more in the land.
Find them at studio1.co.nz or head down to see the handsome devils themselves. Shop 15, Vic Park Market from Monday to Saturday. Pretty bloody nice.
Handsome Tours, Laneway Presents and 95BFM are delighted to deliver Cameron Winter's Aotearoa debut, Wednesday, February 4th at the Holy Trinity Cathedral. The dulcet-toned Geese frontman Cameron Winter showcases his critically acclaimed solo album, Heavy Metal. Don't miss this opportunity to hear these expansive and intimate songs live.
I don't know if I...
Cameron Winter, Heavy Metal Album Tour, live at the Holy Trinity Cathedral, Wednesday, February 4th. Get your tickets now from handsometours.com.
95BFM, Democracy in Action.
It is Democracy in Action.
Holy mackerel.
And we are coming up to the winners here on the 95BFM Top 10. We don't have long to go, so we're just going to have to fire through it.
Number three
smashed in. This song was last week's number 7.
Almost jumped up to number 3. Gravy Train by Shoeless. I love Gravy, but I love the song more.
Oh, yeah. Stay with us. You're on the top 10. Number 1 is coming in very, very hot. Very shortly, very soon. Stay tuned.
Yes.
I'm so low. I'm feeling out of control. We'll be right back.
bit of dead air, nothing like that. We were having a good giggle.
I feel like Dead Air is a good band name.
Yeah.
I watched that Motley Crue movie again. Yep. I like that movie. So I'm not huge on Motley Crue, but I like that movie.
Yeah.
And there was a good little part in there that the actor that plays, oh, we've got Mick Ma.
Yeah.
So he says shitty band name equals shitty band.
Yeah.
I reckon that's pretty accurate.
Yep.
But I'm always wanting to give the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I'm actually, you know what? I don't.
Anyway.
Yes.
Nothing but a bit of dead air here on the radio. It's time for number two.
Number two.
So I was going to say shit. You carry on.
This song is returning.
Yes.
I believe.
Is it?
To the top 10. Or is it a new song?
No. I think it was a couple of weeks ago it came through, but then it dropped out last week, but now it's back in.
It's
come back in second, which is a great positive to come back in. And I very much like the song.
Yeah.
It's a great cover of a great song by a great artist. It's Babe Martin covering I'm Amelia's Colour Box live.
Yeah, very dear song to us here at the B.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
plays. It is time to announce the number one song here on the top 10. We don't have much time left, so smashed in. How can the listeners vote next week?
5395, texting your favourite song or artist you've song or artist you've heard on BFM throughout the week. Or do the same by heading to 95bfm.com/vote and do that.
Yeah.
But remember, one vote per email, one vote per text.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. All your texts have been wonderful. Yes. And without...
Sorry, you carry on.
You carry on, you say.
Freak the Sheep up next.
Yes.
With either Taylor or Chris, I'm not sure. They haven't.
No. It's Taylor.
Taylor McGee.
Yep.
My guy. He's actually requested a bass cover on my TikTok, so I will. I'm actually learning it at the moment. It's a good bass line. But hey, that's enough yapping from us. Nothing but Kiwi tunes coming up next. But
it's time for number one.
It is.
I'm so excited for this.
Me too.
Week smashed in. It is a debutante.
Yes, and it's an artist that we love here up at BFM. It is Patu Paere here by Thea. Coming in, debuting at number one, but yes, Jack.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We'll be back same time, same place next week.
Yes!
So be there, be square.
We will be there and probably square.
Yeah. All right, see ya.
Bye!
Bye!
I'm but a girl, I'm but a girl. My skin is white as snow.
BFM Top 10. Vote online at 95bfm.com/vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.